We are learning Maseches Mari Katan Daf Tesam Beis, and we are beginning seven lines from the top. What happened was there were two Tamid Chacham who learned by Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Rav Yenison ben Asmai, and Rav Yehuda ben Gerim. They learned the Maseches Darim by Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai told his son, "Go get a bracha from them." And the son came, and they were talking and learning. And now they finally realized that Rav Shimon ben Yochai's son was standing there. Amrulei Ma Baisach, what do you need here? Amalahu. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai's son told them, "Amali Abba, my father told me Zilgavayo de Levechucha to come to you to get a bracha." Amrulei. So they gave him a bracha. It's like this: Yehi Rava to Tizrav leSechzad. I give you a bracha that you should plant and don't cut, which means it shouldn't grow. Let it plant and don't cut. Don't have anything to cut. Tile below tapeok. You should bring schayra to the market and shouldn't sell. Tape book, v'loy tile. When you buy a schayr, you should pay for it and don't get the schayr. Licher v'esach, your house should be destroyed. V'lisa v'shpizach, and you should live in a hotel. Laval v'psayrach, your table should be messed up, all mavulbul. V'loy sechzi shasachad, you shouldn't see a new year. That's the bracha he gave him. Kiyos, so, okay, he said amen. And he came back to Rav Shimon Echai. Kiyos, the Gabi Avu, he came back to his father, Amlei. I went to them for a bracha. Not only didn't they give me a bracha, they were mitzar me. They gave me a klala, basically. They didn't give me a bracha. Amalei, my Amrulach, what did he tell you? What did they tell you? So he said, Hachivachim is exactly what they told me. That's what they told me. Amalei, Rav Shimon Echai, he said, no, these are all brachas. Hanachulu brachas in him. I'll explain it to you. Tizrav says sechzah. I said you should plant and not cut. You know what that means? Toil bonim v'lo yimusu. Give birth to children and shouldn't die. Don't cut them. You should have children, shouldn't die. Tail sepuk means bring in schayra, but don't sell it. That means tal kalosa, you should marry your sons to daughter-in-laws. And the minhag was the daughter-in-law lived in the man's house. So they should come to your house. But lo yimusu bincha, your children shouldn't die and they'll have to go back home. Lifkun, they should go back home. Tape of Islam is the opposite. Your daughters should leave the house, go to their husbands, and they shouldn't be back. Tape of Tile, tell Ben, you should have daughters. Their husbands shouldn't die. They should come back to you. Your daughters should stay by their husbands. Lecher, Besach, Vlesav, Shpizach means like this. Your house should be destroyed and you should live in a hotel. It means you should live in this world a long time. We know this world's temporary. You should live in a temporary dwelling for a long time. The high Amma Shpizach, this world is your temporary dwelling. Vahi Amma Besach, and that next world is your house. Tachsiv, Kirbam Batemai La'ilam. And we darshan, what it means is, Al Tikr Kirbam Al Kavaram. Your kaver is your bias La'ilam. That's your real bias. So he's saying, give him a bracha, you should live in your hotel a long time. Laval v'b'seirach, you should have a very messy table. You know what it means? With Bani Avinsa, you should have a lot of sons and kids that jump around and they make a huge mess. That's a huge bracha. And v'lo yisechzi sharachata means like this, geshmak, like Thomas Insach, your wife shouldn't die. V'lo yisitzav insach, you shouldn't marry another wife. Has it fit into the words? It means you shouldn't have a new shana reshaina. That's what it means. New years, you shouldn't have a new shana reshaina. You shouldn't have a new shana, you should keep this wife. Now the question is, I'm sure it's bothering all of you, why didn't these Talmid Chachamim give him a bracha? Like, you have to make a ganzel shtick? Or a remez? What's pshat? So one pshat is, the Mashal says, l'chadude, to sharpen them. It brings another pshat from Ram Padova. Pshat like this. They wanted that Rav Shimon ben Yochai should give the bracha also. So they gave a bracha, but they didn't know pshat. So he went to the father, and the father repeated the bracha again. Similar to you find, like by a dream, when you say over the dream, it becomes true. You want Rav Shimon ben Yochai to say over the bracha. The big tzaddik hadar, to say over the bracha, nochamol, you got the bracha twice. That's why they did it this way. Shmak pshat. Really, the Mashal says, zadaych the pshat. To us, the small people, I like that pshat. Shmak pshat. Okay. So the Maravaita. Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, iftar minei de Rebbe. Shimon Chalafta, same type of story. He learned by Rebbe, and he was leaving Rebbe. Amalei Lebrei, he told his son, Rebbe told his son, Zil Gabi Levarach, go to Shimon Chalafta for a bracha. Amalei, so he gave him a bracha. Yerava, Deloy Tevayish, Deloy Tevayish. You shouldn't embarrass anyone, so therefore you shouldn't get, no one should embarrass you. That was the bracha he gave. He also gave him, he came back to his father, Amalei, my Amalei, what bracha did he give you? Amalei, Milam Amalei, he gave me some good advice. He told me that I shouldn't embarrass people, so they shouldn't embarrass me. Nothing major. Amalei, no, that's a very chosh of a bracha. Amalei, Barchech, Birchus, the Barchon Kutch of Brichul Yisrael, the Tanaba. This bracha, Hashem gave Klai Yisrael twice. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, V'chaltem Ocha V'savayu, V'latem, Le'yvoishu Ami Lo'ilam. Just twice. It's a gevaldik bracha that you shouldn't be embarrassed. And that's the bracha he gave you. Zok the Gemara Vaito, back to our Mishnah, Pshan our Mishnah, and back to Halhilchos Chalamoid. It says that Isha could do her tachshitim on Chalamoid, like we said, even a Maisi Uman, she's allowed to do. And we'll see with the Gemara what are examples of tachshit Isha. Tana Rabbanan, Eilon tachshit Noshim, Kecheles, putting on eye makeup, Upay Keses, which Rashi learns Pekeses means braiding the hair or brushing the hair, and Taisus as a kasha, it sounds like it's in the different words, tvia, so it's some kind of doing something with your hair. Mavir is sraka panel, you could put on blush on the face. Vigadamri, Mavir is sraka panel shalmata, you could put certain ointment on the bottom to take off the hair on panel shalmata by oisamakam. That's what you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to take off hair. Like hair removal is mutter. Besides the haircut, hair removal is mutter on Chol HaMoed for a lady. Dafka for a lady. Because it's Sar Kaiguf, and for her it's mutter. The Vesudra Chista, the wife of Chista, she was already a little older, she already had a daughter-in-law. Mekash Tabam Pekalasa. On Chol HaMoed, she's putting on makeup in front of her daughter-in-law. Which means, like Rashi explains, she was a little older, she had a daughter already. Daughter-in-law already. Yosef Rav Huna Baruch Hinam Kerem Chistav. Yosef come by. He said, "Lo Yishon, this halachi lad put on makeup and do malachas for tzarchei guf on Chol HaMoed. Lo Yishon Aliyad, only a young woman. Avas Zekena, older lady. Lo, he's not allowed to do it. On Malay, Rav Chistav said, not true. Halikim, I feel imcha, even your mother, I feel imer demcha, even your grandmother. I feel a menes al kivra, even when she's ready, right? She's 95 years old. She's allowed to put on all the makeup. The Ami Inchi Bashitim Kevashis the Kol Tavla Rato, which Pasha means a 6-year-old woman runs to the chasanis like a 6-year-old. They run to the Tavla means like the music playing. And the same thing for Kish Mekashet Zasma. Even when she's an older lady, she still is Mekashet Atzma. And we know that's true. The Gemara knew everything. Zog Gemara Vaid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yisosu. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can take care of your tachshit ha'guf, tachshitim, you can make yourself look beautiful, but you shouldn't put on this special plaster you used to put on, and it sat on the skin for a while, and then afterwards you took it off, and it looked good. So Tanya Rudo Emer, Isha lo yisosud, you shouldn't do this, because while it's on, it's not nice, and it's painful, so therefore, it's not, don't do this on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara says, "Moida Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda is Moida. Besid sheyichol lekafel Moid. If it's going to come off on the Chol HaMoed, it means on Chol HaMoed you'll see the results already. Shetayfos Moid, you put on Moid. Aval bishem mitzayr re'achsho. Even though right now it's painful and it doesn't look good, simchi la'achazman. It'll be a simcha la'achazman. So Rabbi Yehuda is Moida. So Shai Liz, what's pshat in Tanakama? Is there a Tanakama? And the Mishnah says, "Vaisa isha tachshu to have a Moid. Rabbi Yehuda emloy sauce veshin evula. So if you learn some Achleikus, so what's Tanakama hold? Even though you can take it off after Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it? Why Taka? It's the tzarech for after Yom Tov. So I saw in the Ritva, and it says, Lashon Peshach Hashibus Hula. It's still chashuv to have it. If someone walks around with a plaster on the face, even on Chol HaMoed, it's chashuv, because we know you're making yourself look good, so that's why it's mutter. But the Ritva brings another pshat that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on Tanakama. He's just explaining Tanakama. And so they're not really arguing. So everyone agrees that you can't put on Sid that will not be taken off on Chol HaMoed because it's tsar. Only if it's been taken off Chol HaMoed, then it's mutter. Frankly, Marakasha, does Rav Yehuda hold of this idea that you can take it off on Chol HaMoed that makes it mutter? But I'm showing you that Rabbi different Indian, he doesn't hold such a thing. Mr. Rav Yehuda, Ha'isvara, Matnan, it says in the Pasuk, it says in the Mishnah, in the Pesach of Ha'izara, that on a Goyisha holiday, you're not allowed to make him feel good. Because he might go ahead and thank his lucky stars, which is his avodah zarah. And therefore, you can't make him happy. So what about collecting a chai from him? On one hand, the guy is thrilled. He got rid of his $100,000 chai. On the other hand, he got to give up $100,000. That's very hard to do. Some people even $5 hard to do. So Vatnan, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Nefram Mehem, you could collect them as your meitzar, because it's tzar. To give that $5, that's very hard. So the Chacham said back to Yehuda, no, after it's done, he'll be happy. So what do you see? Pasuk Pshat is, if Yehuda holds, the Semeich HaKazman is a count. You go right now. So if you go right now, so why by Sid is a mutter? Because tomorrow it'll be good. Right now, it's no good. That's the kasha. Shtir Rav Yehuda. Amr Nachman Yitzchak. We have two truths from the Gemara. One time is like this. Amr Nachman Yitzchak. All things are chalamoyed, always like that. It starts off painful and ends off good. For example, you bake a cake. It doesn't look taste too good. You have to wait a few hours, then it gets better. Or you cook something. You cook, you know, beans. You cook chickpeas. It's very hard. Then it gets soft and it's kishmak. So he says, they also, it starts off bad, but chalamoyed, we find such idea. That's one teretz. Another teretz says, Rino Amar, no. The Rabbi Yehuda holds of Adat, to be happy after a while of paying up the chayv, would taka be asr. There's a reason why I do it. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the guy is never happy. He always upset his face. I should have got out of it. He should have got out of it. Like I know someone who's was not a nice thing, not a right thing to do. He guy went to like a motor vehicle and he said, how much a car cost? He said like less than it. He says, oh, I should have said even less. What are you doing? That's not the right thing. You're a bigger guy. So he also, you know, a guy thinks like that. The guy says, you know, well, I shouldn't have paid back. I would have got out of it. And he's always upset about it. Look at the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. B'nai Yisrael, Shegila, Pirkam, Zegemara. If it sounds familiar, that'd be very good. We had it in Pesachim 1 year ago. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. B'nai Yisrael, Shegila, Lepirkam. B'nai Yisrael, Yiddish girls, that some of them reached the age we started seeing here, but they're not really that, they're not 12, 13 yet. So they used to take off the hair because they're embarrassed about it. So the aniyos who couldn't afford anything better, typhlos is of a sid. They used to do plaster to get off the, that's they used to get off, you know, like these days people do waxing. Say they use sid for wax it. It's very painful, not kashmak. They use plaster. Ashirois, the rich girls, typhlos is of a silas. They use flour. They use v'shem and amar, special oils. Shenemar, it says by Esther Hamalka, Shisha Chadash v'shem and amar, my shem and amar, Rehuda Rechia, Omar, Stachas, which is a type of oil made out of balsam, a very chosh of oil. Rabbi Yirmiya Ba'abi, Omar, Ma'ami, Shem and Zayish, Levi Ashlish. It comes from olive oil that the olives did not reach a third growth yet. Tanya Rehuda, I'm pinkinoin, Shem and Zayish, Levi Ashlish, Beloma Sachanoi, so why do you smear it? Shemeshir as a shar, it takes as a sa'ar, it takes off the hair, Uma'adin as a basa, it makes the skin look fresh. So, like upon him, we see a member over here that the Shem and Amar takes off the hair and makes the basa look fresh. And the Aniyas use Sid for that. So, I want to say a story about someone who used Sid. Rav Bibi Havale Barta, he had a daughter, Tafla Eva Eva, he used the Sid and he did it one limb at a time, take off the hair. Because if you do it all at one time, it's not healthy because it holds in, it's very warm and it's very dangerous to do sid and the whole body together. So he did one eva at a time, one leg at a time, one hand at a time. Shakoba Dalameya Zuzi. He took for her 400 zuz. When they married her off, she was worth a lot of money. And it worked very well. So there was a non-Jew in the neighborhood. He also had a daughter. He said, wow, Rav Bibi got good money for his daughter. You know, maybe I'll do the same thing. Tafla b'chad zimna. He put sit on her at one time. Mason, she died. Omar, he said, katla bibi l'barati, bibi killed my daughter. Really, it's not true. He would have watched a little better. He would have known how bibi did it. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's like this. Rav Bibi, his daughters needed this hair removal. The shasi shikra, because he drinks beer, boyin banse tvela. His daughters need this plaster to take off the hair. Anan asked, we don't drink beer. Our daughters don't need it at all. They don't have any hair. Because Rashi says, the sheikhar megadol asar ma'avas abasa. Sheikhar causes hair to grow and makes the skin thick. Like upon him, if you don't drink beer, you'd be better off. Rabbi Bibi drank beer from his town. That's the drink. That was the going drink. They didn't drink wine, drank beer. So that was the drink, and that's why he needed this hair removal.